Welcome back to Matt Finn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, this really burned me. I'll tell you this. The DNR, you know this Fred Pren? His term expired over a year ago. He won't leave. Republican judges say he can stay until Voss, and I should say to the Senate, so it wouldn't be LeMahieu, confirm a successor, and they won't even bring it up for a vote. They found a way. Fascism creeps in on little cat's feet. The fog creeps in on little cat's feet. They found a way to keep Governor Powers in their mitts, in their hands, through lame duck, even though they lost an election. But Pren tried to put a gloss on it untruthfully. Here's what he said. He said, no, this is my idea. This is my idea. It wasn't political. It wasn't political. I did it because, you know, I have expertise and blah, 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 and I can stay on till they confirm a successor. I don't know anything about politics. No, sir. No, sir. Nobody here but us chickens, boss. No, sir. And then it turned out in open record requests, some texts came out, messages, emails, messages that he had with Scott Walker. Remember him? On November 11th, 2020. Scott Walker had lost the election, but he got to stay on till Evers was sworn in January. So he had 2 months to work his mischief. He had 2 months to work his mischief. Here's what Walker said in writing to Fred Pren, Republican, Walker supporter on the DNR. Quote, because Pren had asked him, should I stay on until they confirm a successor? And Walker came back, quote, if possible, stay on. Quote, any voices that can counter their racial view of the world are great. Now, wait a minute. What does the DNR have to do with a racial view of the world? What do forever chemicals in our water now in Milwaukee County, Dane County, Marinette, La Crosse, Eau Claire, Rhinelander, Wausau, forever chemicals. Forever means forever. Forever means forever. What does their presence in our groundwater and wells have to do with a racial view of the world? Friend came out and said, no, I had no discussion with any politicians. I don't know. It was my idea, only my idea. But then in these messages, Fred Pren, called the Evers administration, quote, a rogue administration, end quote. Because what? Because it had been elected by the people in the state? Because it got a majority of the votes of the people in the state, therefore it's rogue? What he meant is it's rogue because it's not a Republican administration, because Walker didn't win. This just came out. You can Google it. You can read these electronic messages. What Fred Pren said wasn't true. It wasn't his idea. And it did have everything to do with politics. He messaged Walker and said, should I stay on? So my successor is confirmed. Chuckle, chuckle, chuckle. They got a good chuckle out of that one because LeMahieu won't even schedule it. And Republicans... judges won't say the obvious, that if the party that lost but holds the gerrymandered legislature won't schedule it, that's bad faith, and the new one could take the office on an interim basis until there is a vote. They don't say that. Walker came back in writing saying, quote, if possible, stay on. Any voices that can counter their racial view of the world are good. And then Pren said to Walker that the Evers administration was a rogue administration. It's all political. And what do you mean racial? Well, I mean, dear, frankly, they're not just a different race, they're a different species. The elements, bacteria, fecal bacteria in our wells from CAFOs, yeah, they're a different race. They're actually a different species. They're a different order, a different phylum, a different everything. Is that what he meant? No, I don't think that's what he meant. I think what he meant, Walker meant, was that counter the Democrats and their ideology, as he would put it, however you can. But I have a question. I said yesterday that in Crawford County, the DNR has approved a CAFO, a concentrated animal feeding operation, with 140,000 pigs in Crawford County, right near the Mississippi River, with no requirements to monitor the water and no limit on the number of pigs. Well, let me tell you something. The substratum in Wisconsin, the geology of Wisconsin, which has formed millions of years ago, is what it is. It's very porous, and the groundwater is easily polluted. If they want a CAFO, concentrated animal feeding operation, with herds of 10, 20,000 cows and a couple hundred thousand pigs, put them in states that have some sort of rock solid substratum that can't be penetrated into the groundwater. But here, they just put it in the groundwater. And the forever chemicals up in Marinette have leaked into Green Bay. If it leaks into Green Bay, you know it's going to Lake Michigan and the other Great Lakes. And the forever chemicals in Milwaukee are right next to Lake Michigan. The forever chemicals in La Crosse are right next to the Mississippi River. You know, Minnesota says the land of 10,000 lakes. I think we're the land of 15,000 or 20,000 lakes. We have more lakes than Minnesota. And nobody's protecting them. And you know, people that vote for the Republican Party, they'll vote for them, some of them in Crawford County. Some will vote in Marinette County. They'll vote in Marathon County, Eau Claire, La Crosse. Some in Dane County, not many. Some in La Crosse, even fewer. I should say Milwaukee, even fewer. What do you think you're doing? Do you care about your water? Do you care about the cleanliness of your water? The pristine quality of your water? So the sad thing is, Fred Prenn's messages with Walker have come out, but Republican judges go, who cares? Continue to pollute the water. When a Republican gets in, even when he loses an election, he sneaks his way in. He sneaks his way in by doing this kind of stuff, lame duck. One final thing before we break. This is really nasty. There are now reports, credible reports, some of them from Russians themselves, saying that Russian commanders, in some cases, are shooting their own wounded and killing them in Ukraine because they don't have the resources to evacuate them to medical care. Ukraine would take care of them. Ukraine provides medical care even for wounded Russian soldiers. But they'll go up to a guy writhing on the ground, one of their own guys, and say, can you walk? And if he can't walk, they shoot him. Now, they brought in crematoriums, field crematoriums, and they simply cremate the bodies and throw the ashes away to conceal their losses. This is a barbaric, genocidal, sadistic culture. This is a genocidal, sadistic army. They're not human in any sense. And these Russian genocidal sadists have got to be driven out of Ukraine. That's the end of the show. Great show. Great call-ins and always. Matt Flynn Direct. We're back same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today.
The ring of fire, the ring of fire, and it burns, burns, burns. The ring of fire, the ring of fire.